Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, 6 o'clock, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's the Trainwreck Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. You know, it's a fun and wonderful day, and we got a lot of stuff happening. The news is crazy. Things are nuts. I don't know if you've been watching, but the trouble up in North Dakota has not stopped. It is way out of hand up there, folks. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. They're spraying water cannons on these guys and girls up there in North Dakota. 17-degree weather. There's mass hypothermia happening across this. 185 people hurt. And it's a train wreck radio show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Let me get a unit to FDR on 112. Shots fired.
At DaveBrayUSA.com. Definitely want to check the video out. I worked with an organization called Lesma. It's a media watchdog for police officers when officers and law enforcement are being misrepresented in social media and all these different causes that are out there, you know, sort of pushing the blame. You know, they go out and they break laws for no reason just to prove that the cops, A, have to be police. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They uphold the laws because that's their job. Whether they're passive laws or aggressive laws, they go out and break them for the reason of to get a police response, which is just wasting taxpayer dollars, and I wish people would see that. These cops are putting themselves in harm's way on a daily basis. When your dad's a police officer and he goes to work, he straps on a gun and a badge. But these people are going into harm's way, you know. And it's an honorable job. It's one of the hardest jobs, and it takes a special person. And I think in this day and age, you know, we should be rallying behind them. But this song, Last Call, is about a fallen officer sort of giving his last sort of will and testament over the radio after he's been in a gunfight and he's hit and he's pinned down and he's not going to make it. And he just sort of gives his words.
I'm bleeding now. There's no time, no time.
Stand by for a special announcement. Our emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwendon. End of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. Buy this gear to support efforts by like-minded patriots in Texas who met at the first Stand By Me for Liberty rally. The group is lending their time and efforts to help political prisoners to let them know they are not being forgotten. Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com and buy some gear and show your patriotic support for those who are standing for liberty.
Was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks, and you heard the Clever Preppers little promo there, cleverpreppers.com, a Preppers social media site. And, of course, TrueTexasPatriotGear.com, and I see that there has been some exciting new item added to the merchandise
list.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? It looks really cool. I got to get one.
Yes, you better, because let me tell you what's exciting about this one. I mean, we really thought the wristbands, the collectible wristbands, were gonna work because of, you know, the markup and all that kind of stuff. But they, you know, there's the collectors, and you know, they are taking them. But this calendar has really taken off. We haven't even ordered it yet, okay, because we're waiting on confirmation of a couple of corrections on birthdays, because we've got two different files we're working with. And for one of the political patriots, it's got two different dates. So we're waiting on a confirmation on that one before we go to print. And we're trying to get the actual birth date for Mr. Dwight Hammond. So if anybody out there listening has his birth date, let us know, because we want to include him in the calendar. But I only put it up yesterday afternoon, and we put it on the website at 50 with availability for back order, because we needed at least 50 of them to go to print. There's nine left available to order.
Hallelujah. See that? I got to get mine. I got to get it on order quick before I run out of money this week.
Right, exactly. And, you know, they're $20 a piece. And we, because of the way our website is set up, we had to go with the least expensive available, because, you know, it's a business that runs as a charity, and we don't like to use any of the funds for that goes to the P3s. So the three of us that pretty much run this website pool our personal funds, and everybody knows I don't have any. So we pay, you know, the three of us pay the state sales tax here in Texas for the items. We don't charge it to the clients who make the purchases. The only thing they pay is for the items and for the shipping. And we also use, you know, we pay for the website, and we have to be, you know, it's kind of limited on the shipping. So we use the U.S. Postal Service's flat rate. If it fits, it ships, kind of things, because they provide
right.
us with
yeah.
the boxes and envelopes and stuff. Well, since we obviously don't have these calendars in hand, I'm having to guesstimate weight and shipping and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I know flat rate, it fits, it ships, it can weigh whatever it wants to, but they have a spiral on them. So I'm guessing that three fits into the padded envelope. And then after that, we have to go to the medium sized box because of dimensions. You know, the flat rate small box is about the size of a video cassette. So we obviously
right.
can't use that one. So it goes up in price from there. So, so the shipping does seem steep to some people, but if you really want this calendar, yeah, you have to. And Jill Robinson, who is generally one of our silent partners in True Texas Patriot Gear, she took this project on herself. And originally she was just going to curate the photos, but then she decided to go and put the calendar together because she had a very deliberate purpose for why she put the photos in the order that she put them. And they tell a story. So,
hey, I'm going to mute myself real fast. You keep rocking
okay.
the pizza man here. Trainwreck Radio
oh, gotcha.
At its finest, getting the pizza delivery.
All right. Well, make sure you save me a slice. But, yeah, Jill Robinson put the photos in a particular order. I mean, obviously, January is dedicated to LaVoy. And we know why, because that was the month in which he was born, and also the month in which he was assassinated. And December has his saying. But if you look through the calendar – you know, we could have gone through and tried to shove all the P3s in there for the months in which they were born, but, you know, some of them would have been fuller than others. So you need to look at the story that it tells and see if you can't figure out what story that it's telling. It's really beautiful the way that Jill put this calendar together. When you go to TrueTexasPatriotGear.com and you look at the photo collage that was put together from the printer. I just pulled the information from the printer. Please understand that I used a digital scrapbooking program, if you will, which means that I crammed the months together, you know, like January, February, and March, and I used a Christmas holiday theme background and stickers. The calendar does not come covered in Christmas stickers, okay? That's just because of marketing purposes, okay? It's just to give you the idea that these are going to be delivered to us. We're expecting to place the order tomorrow. We're expecting to get verification of birth dates and so forth on the one that's in question and on Mr. Dwight Hammond. We're hoping to get all that information by tomorrow. And whether we get that or not, we're still going to go to print tomorrow so that we get them delivered in time to go ahead and start filling the orders that have already come in. So again, the website is www.truetexaspatriotgear.com. We have a Facebook page by the same name. You can go there and look at it. If you just want one calendar and maybe the Free Our Patriot wristband that's selling for, I think, $5. Can't remember exactly. I'd have to pull it up. Their black wristband says Free Our Patriots on one side, Liberty Rising hashtag on the other. They will ship for the same shipping fee, okay? Again, we go by the if it fits, it ships. And Cynthia Prim, who manages the books and does all the shipping, let me tell you what, that lady is very creative in getting as many things into an envelope or the medium-sized box or whatever as she possibly can. I've seen that woman roll and fold and tuck and whatever without ruining your product.
Good stuff.
Okay, I mean, yeah, she will get it to fit. So,
excellent day. So there you have it, folks.
Yeah.
TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. And guess what? A week from today, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Trainwreck Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, John Ritzheimer, he's going to join us.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. I reached
My
out
buddy
to him
John?
Today.
Yay!
Yeah, he is today with the kids at Santa Claus. So he couldn't come on today, but he's going to join us next Monday, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Trainwreck Radio Show.
Oh, that's so exciting. I can't wait to speak to him again. I love that man.
It's going to be fun.
I love his wife. Oh, yes. They are fantastic.
Well, I had him on when he was up at the refuge. He came on with Joker J as they were at guard duty at the front gate. I had him on when he was they said the FBI was looking for him, and he went across the country stopping at the FBI buildings and taking pictures at the signs.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, he came on around then, and he came on one time with Kai Irvin. I don't know if you know Kai.
Yes.
They come on together, and we did an episode called Time to Rise and had like 5,000 listeners.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a good one. That was a good
Oh,
one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is
it was
truly
time to
awesome.
Rise. You could dig back into the archives and find that was a really good show. We had a really good time. It was really good. And that's on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Boy, am I a plugger today, huh?
Right.
Shameless plug 101 on the Trainwreck Radio Show.
You know, it's all about marketing.
Now, yeah. Well, now, it's been a crazy, crazy week for a lot of us in the news. But in the mainstream media, it's just attack Trump fiesta.
Yeah.
But not only are they killing police at a breakneck pace across this country, two of which seem to be plotted assassination ambush attacks to kill police, we have a ton of federal overreach again. And it's happening in North Dakota right now as we speak. It's really freezing cold. And the federal overreach is unbelievable. And I don't even know if the Trump administration is aware of what's going on. I'm sure they are. I mean, they're on top of it. But I know that in the lead up to Donald Trump's election, he is quoted as being in favor of eminent domain. So this remains to be a scene in the future here with the current administration leaving and the new one getting ready to take over. What do you think is happening there? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing that I have to try to get people to understand. I mean, my show on Friday, my webpage, my entire persona is constitutional truth. And listeners, Americans, we need to understand something, okay? As a matter of fact, this is pretty much a comment verbatim that I made on a video that I shared from last night's events in Standing Rock. Someone asked point blank, I wonder what Trump's take is on this. And I essentially responded, I haven't the first clue Trump's
Nobody knows
or President-elect Trump's take is on this, nor do I care. Okay. And here's the reason why I care, because unlike a king, he can't simply issue a proclamation to bring an end to all of this. Our Constitution was written in a very specific manner so as to have very limited power for the executive office.
Right.
And the legislative branch is meant to have more power with purpose, purposely meant to have more power than the executive office. So all this crying and whining about why isn't Obama doing anything about this? Why wasn't Hillary doing anything about this? Why wasn't Sanders doing anything about this? Why wasn't Trump doing anything? You know, it doesn't matter. There's not anything they can do.
Right.
Not lawfully, not legally, not constitutionally. There's not sweet F.A. that any of them can do about this. Because when you get down to the brass tacks, the executive, the cabinet departments that serve under or with the executive branch, quite frankly, have more power in this fight in North Dakota than the actual executive himself.
Right. I agree.
And, you know, so it doesn't really matter. We need to get our focus off of who is our king right now, because that's exactly what we have done. We have done what George Washington encouraged the colonists come Americans to not do, which was they actually asked him to be the king. And he says, no, we are not going to remake England here. We are going to have a constitutional republic. And he did agree to serve as the president of the new constitutional republic, not once but twice. And he set the precedent of two terms. But we need to understand that, you know, Mr. Trump talked a lot about draining the swamp. And what truly disappointed me was how few of us did the draining ourselves when we had the opportunity. The entire House of Representatives was open for drainage. All we had to do was rip the plug out.
And look, we got Senator McCain is still there.
Well,
you
he's
know,
a senator.
Some of these other
but you're right. House he was one of the 34 senators that was up for re-election, and he was re-elected.
Should have been gone. And the House, every seat. I mean,
yes,
and we
every
lost
seat.
A great congressman here in Florida because he made a promise, and his promise was two terms and out. And his name is Representative Richard Nugent from my district here in Florida. He was my sheriff. I voted for him twice for sheriff. I voted for him twice for Congress. And he voted 99.9% of the time with the Constitution, except for two pieces of legislation I don't agree with him signing, was the NDAA extension and the Patriot Act extension. So once you sign that, you could be in line with the Constitution 99.9% of the time. As soon as you put the pen to those two pieces, that's it. Out the window it goes. But otherwise, he really went in and did what he said he was going to do.
Right.
For his constituents, and he listened to us. We sent him letters. He listened to us. It was pretty cool. I'm going to get him on the show once the term's over, and he goes back to his regular life here in my little area. I'll contact him because we are friends on Facebook and stuff, and I'll get him to come on and tell us what it was like to be up on the Hill.
That'd be great. I'd love to speak with him. We'll have to have him on Trainwreck so I can take the opportunity to speak with him, because you're absolutely correct. We had here in Texas, you know, I was watching the election night, and we had here in Texas, down in Houston, Sheila Jackson Lee. I mean, she makes headlines across the nation. She was reelected. I mean, for crying out loud, Texas, if you know, of course, Houston is a hotbed for Democrats. You know, it's a big city, but when you have when we are reelecting people to office who are not serving us as we should be, especially to the House of Representatives, the people who are meant to be our direct representatives and who have the power of the purse, we cannot expect the president to drain the swamp. We have to drain it. The president is that's not his job. So, you know, back to what's going on up there in Standing Rock, it's my understanding that either the governor or the adjutant general of the North Dakota National Guard is calling for additional volunteers of Army and Air National Guardsmen in the North, you know, that are assigned to North Dakota to come to active duty to assist in what's going on up there. And it sickens me. It sickens me that adjutant general does not understand that he is literally conducting war against a sovereign nation, the Lakota Sioux, and his own fellow humans and fellow Americans because they hold a dual citizenship.
Yeah.
And it's
really scary because this is Americans preparing to attack and shoot and kill Americans on American soil. Folks, you may not particularly care for certain people. You may not like the Native Americans. That's up to you. I happen to love the Native Americans. And I've said it before, if a Native American walked up to my front door tomorrow with the deed to the property of my house, I would pack my shit and I would leave, excuse my language, because his land was stolen. If they had the deed to it, it's there. What am I doing on it? That's just, my wife thinks I'm crazy. Everybody thinks I'm nuts. But that's the way it is. And what's happening here, folks, is a downright atrocity as the federal government flexes their muscles for big oil.
Mm-hmm.
And attacks people. Explain a little bit about your video, you know, because I'm pretty sure I watched the same video with the hoses in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
and people freezing to death. Explain a little bit of the video, maybe if you got it on your page, because I think I posted it too. But how people can get over and see that video, because they need to see what's happening, man. We need to start spreading this far and wide. I mean, I had Selena come on the show. She told us what was going on, and that was before this escalation. And
right.
It seems that the federal escalation is little by little until they hurt and kill and maim women and children stuck in stairwell. Whether you agreed with the Branch Davidians, what they did was wrong. And they're doing it again. They're doing it again.
Okay, well, here's what's going on. And I looked at more than one source. Okay, there were multiple
mm-hmm.
Facebook live streams last night.
Yep.
Many
yep.
of them were choppy. And there's various reasons for that, not the least of which being that... Well, that is true. Now, the law enforcement, you know, swears on a stack of phone books that they are not employing any type of interference technology, but I can promise you that they have to be. But not only that, they are in a very remote location, and, it's, you know, I've heard from lots of people that it is difficult, okay, to use your cellular devices out there. But be that as it may, I looked at multiple feeds from multiple sources, both indigenous journalists as well as just people there on the ground, and they all showed the same thing. Different, you know, views, I guess.
Right.
Okay. And I pulled all the details together. Of course, I listened to some of the audio. And the bottom line is this. This is that bridge that a few weeks ago where they had that stand-up for the frontline camp on the unceded Fort Laramie Treaty land is concerned, that was right across the street from the September 3rd dog attack.
Yep.
Okay. This was that bridge where some vehicles had been set on fire. And those vehicles had since been chained down by law enforcement, therefore creating a barricade on Highway 1804, I think it is, preventing travel. And that's one of the two main thoroughfares to get to the reservation, as well as to the camps. Essentially blocking off supplies and additional human support to these camps. If you recall, a week or two ago, there was a human set fire, an arson fire, in the grass very close to the Osetti Sakwan camp, that it took almost 9 hours for the Air National Guard to respond. It wasn't until daylight that they responded. But the Sheriff's Department will constantly use the excuse of creating endangerment or preventing emergency traffic against the people who are there attempting to prevent this pipeline from illegally and unlawfully drilling under the Missouri River, what is called Lake Owyhee, which is simply just a broadened section of the Missouri River where it was actually flooded. Native American land that was flooded, mind you. Okay, there's some history here. But be that as it may, they're just trying to prevent this from going under because the Army Corps of Engineers has, to date, not issued drilling permits yet. Energy Transfer Partners and DAPL are currently drilling under the Missouri River in an attempt to get this pipeline completed. I do believe that what they are employing is the beg forgiveness afterward instead of begging permission in advance tactics. And just the, oh, gee, well, it's done now, so I guess we'll just go forward from here. Okay. And, of course, they've got the Air National Guard, the entire government of North Dakota, and multiple sheriff's departments, to include Morton County and Cass County, on their side, standing against the Native Americans as well as their non-Native supporters attempting to prevent this from happening. There's very little federal involvement at this point, other than the Army Corps of Engineers constantly just putting lip service to, we're not issuing a permit until all the negotiations have ceased. Well, there's no negotiation to be done. What needs to be done is proper, lawful, and legal procedure to be done with regard to nation-to-nation paperwork, et cetera, and so on. And DAPL's not a party to it because they're not a nation, they're a company. So wow. Yesterday and last night, the water defenders attempted to remove these burnt out military vehicles. And when they made this attempt to do so, suddenly the local law enforcement and the National Guard were able to get vehicles down there equipped with water suppression equipment on them. Down on the scene. They couldn't get down there to put a grass fire out, but they could get it down right there. Okay. They also got the LRAD down there, which is long range acoustic device. Okay. Yeah. Which puts out very high pitched, multiple different, you know, ranges of sounds to put your enemy off kilter. It's very negative, and it has very negative effects, not just on the hearing, but on the entire human system. They were using LRAD. They were using at least pepper spray, but there were rumors of tear gas being used. I know that I saw canisters being shot into the crowds from these videos. These vehicles with these water suppression devices or water cannons were being employed against human beings at very high pressure in temperatures at 27 degrees Fahrenheit and lower after dark. Mm. And I can promise you the water was not warm. It was at least 27 degrees.
It wouldn't matter if the water was warm or not because it's 17 degrees Fahrenheit. That water's still going to freeze in like 5 minutes, so it doesn't matter.
Well, it was 27 degrees, okay? Now, you have to consider that this is going to induce hypothermia rather quickly in a human being, okay?
Yep.
And there were reports, the Young Turks did a video report where some of the and yes, I know the Young Turks is, you know, super liberal, but if you will just take the news for what it is and not worry about some of the liberal commentary, there are still facts to be gleaned. The report that the Young Turks did, which I do believe I shared on my personal timeline, I don't know that I got around to putting it on Constitutional Truth page. There was a medic who reported of a person having had this water cannon shot directly at their hand, creating an injury to the point where it exposed bone.
Holy sheesh.
Yeah.
See, this is out and out assault on American people, man, by our government.
Yeah.
And how come nobody's fighting? I understand peace, prayer, blah, 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 blah. There comes a point where you have to say, look, enough's enough. We have to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
When do they defend themselves? Are they just going to let them slaughter them? Are they just
going to
let
know.
Them, like, because you know the next step after this is they're going to roll over.
I don't know.
Because they are unbelievably escalating this situation, and I was highly nervous for these people. I wish this would have been like 20 years ago, and I would have been there.
Yeah.
You know? Right now,
Mark,
I
wish I had the answers.
I can't leave my little town, you know? I can't even leave my town. I can't even go down the street to a local flag waving, for Christ's sakes. I'm so busy all the time. It's killing me, so I got to keep talking on the radio. Now, in other news, Shaw, you won't believe what's happening in Japan.
Yes.
Have you heard about Japan? Do you know that they've had 9 earthquakes over there?
Mm-hmm.
The most of which is 7.3 on the Richter. 7. I'm looking. Hold on, let me see. Was it 7.3 or 7.9? I think it was 7.3 was the maximum earthquake yesterday in Japan or today or whatever. But Chuck, are you with us? I brought Chuck back on with us, my friend who's been following the Fukushima disaster. Chuck, what's happening?
Oh, I'm here following the news.
Yeah.
Hello,
here,
Chuck.
I scrolled too far down. All right, so the biggest one was 7.3 on the Richter scale.
And that's three hours ago.
And that's in the same area as the Fukushima earthquake that destroyed the reactor, am I correct?
I'm very close to it.
It's pretty much the same.
We've got multiple earthquakes up and down the Japan quake. 3 hours ago, the 7.3, and then we had a 6.9, and then near the coast of, I have no idea how to pronounce these names. I'm not even going to try. I'm not going to butcher them.
Looks like Honshu, Japan, 7.1.
Right. And then another one is 7.3. Then Alaska got one at 1.8. Japan again at 5.4. Japan again at 4.8. And a 5.3. And then Alaska and then Japan. The last one in Japan was 38 minutes ago with a 4.6.
See? I mean, it shaking and quaking over there in Japan right now. Yeah, 36 minutes ago. I don't know. I guess we got some serious stuff happening. What do you think the dangers are over at the Fukushima reactor right now?
Well, the report I got a little bit ago, just before you contacted me, the tsunami that came in was only at 2 feet, so that's good news.
That's not really a tsunami then.
No.
That's a typical day at Clearwater Beach. Hallelujah, thank the Lord.
Well, they can get bigger, though, is the thing. You know,
right.
That's the deal with tsunamis is they can take a little while, or because it's, you know, so close to Japan, the tsunami can be larger somewhere else across the globe.
What we need to worry about is if that one was only 2 foot going toward Japan, what's the size of the one that's going to hit the west coast in Hawaii? How big is it?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And it's really hard for them to measure them. They can't really tell, can they?
Oh, they've got tsunami buoys out there. They'll have an idea.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be an idea.
Yeah, it's a guesstimate. It's a guessing game, kind of a scientific guessing game, but it's not precise, no.
Yeah, so it's pretty hectic right now. It's right here, tsunami observed in a wide area, but it doesn't look like there's mass destruction. I'm seeing a video right now from ABC 15 Arizona. Tsunami warning in effect. People are being told to evacuate immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I guess, coming to me right now. It must be daybreak over in Japan right about now.
I've got a lot of heat going there on my Facebook page of Fukushima right now.
But I can't read Japanese. Everything I'm looking at is in Japanese mostly. You know? Do you read Japanese, Chuck? I don't.
No.
What do they say it? They say, Wing Kawasaki Mitsubishi Suzuki.
Is it written in the calligraphy, or is it written in Romaji?
Well, the scroll at the bottom on this live feed is in English. But
okay.
Oh, yeah, there you go. The meteorological agency says it observed a 1.4-meter tsunami at 8.03 a.m. and a 90-centimeter tsunami at the port of Soma in Fukushima Prefecture, 7.06 a.m. Japan time. So it's happening. Mm. There's little tsunamis rolling in. So I guess they're like if you drop a stone into the water and it's a ripple effect. Is that the same kind of effect from a tsunami earthquake?
Well, your tsunamis, instead of, in my view, instead of the wave coming at the top of the, it's coming across the floor.
Right.
So that rise is from
up,
the floor
up. Underneath.
Right.
Right. Right. So that's the difference between a tidal wave and a tsunami. They're absolutely two different things, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Because your wave is coming from the floor.
Nation rate. Yeah. That's crazy. I'm just hoping that, one, no more damage at Fukushima, and two, that everybody on the west coast of Hawaii comes through okay and they don't get blasted with some gigantic tsunami. Because you know that, folks, they're not even talking about on all the things I'm looking at, about the tsunami in the other direction, going towards Hawaii. Are they talking about that anywhere? Because I actually have family over in Hawaii. My wife does.
I have not heard anything as yet. Like I said, this is 3 hours old, so... No, that's still
right.
Developing.
Incredible stuff. And so what's happening over at Mid-Atlantic? Real fast, a little bit about your organization and what you do, again, really fast. Give yourself a quick plug and tell folks what's happening over there at Mid-Atlantic Land Restoration.
Mid-America Land Restoration.
Sorry. I'm looking at the page right now. And I got that wrong.
Oh, we're just here trying to help everybody understand the contamination levels. Not only just with radiation, but all the other contamination we're faced with across the country. You know, we've got the ones up there in South Dakota that's fighting for safe water, and they've got every right to be. So
yeah, that's North Dakota, but yeah, it's crazy what's happening up there. It's heartbreaking.
What I'm trying to do is educate everybody on the cleanups of these messes and doing it naturally.
Right. Now say a pipeline goes in, does your microbes work on oil and stuff too, or is that just for radiation? It would work on dirty oil and dirty soil too?
Right. Fuel oil, any chemical contamination.
We have to get you in touch with the folks up there, because I think that pipeline's going in, and I think people are going to die over it, and it's a horrible, horrible even that I have to think like that, but I believe that's what's going to happen. And I think there's going to be a pipeline up there. They're going to need somebody to help them out. So we have to get you in touch with the folks up there, because I truly believe that this pipeline's going through, and it's going to be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
What about in water? Does it work in water as well?
Well, look at all of the water out there on the East Coast from the coal ash and everybody else. You know, it's... In the event that is affecting everybody, just Lake Erie. It made the list of the endangered areas last week. So
wow.
People need to pay attention and start protecting our resources. The nice part about we're a natural resource, so we're not going to hurt nothing. We're just going to clean it up.
The problem is that they're not even considering discussing it on any of the mainstream news channels, which everybody seems to be watching and listening
mm-hmm.
to, even though they've been proven to be shills for the Democrats. Folks
mm-hmm.
still want to tune in and listen to the Communist News Network and go to the Rachel Maddow show and all the fake news, because these folks are being pointed out as fake news now, which is awesome. The real news
let's
is right
not forget
here, like,
phone
on the
news.
Page. Yes, yes. The real news is on shows like the Patriot Nation Radio Network's Trainwreck Radio, A Conservative's Perspective, Constitutional Truth, Keeper's Mind Pool, Freedom Works Radio with Tony Schwartz up in Michigan, Pastor Sylvester Bland in the United Saints of America out in California, and my friend Brian Lang.
Live Truth.
Live Truth Radio. He's always on there with Fred Schneider from Over the Passes for America. This is where the real news and the truth comes from now. And it's evident that we are making a difference with our shows. Hallelujah. God bless America.
Oh, and ironically, you know, we're doing a lot of different venues. Everybody needs to pay attention. And as I'm learning going through the last few weeks, most, not all, and most of our environmental groups are all hardcore Democratic, and they're all going ballistic. So many of these environmental workshops, environmental groups want the EPA, and they don't realize what they're wanting.
Right. You think they would want to contact, let me make sure I'm looking at the title of this, Mid-America Land Restoration, the microbes. I can't believe I was looking at the page and said that wrong. Mid-Atlantic. You know, Mid-Atlantic needs some land restoration too, you know what I mean?
All the watersheds are in trouble. It's just not the Pacific. The Atlantic's just as bad with the Indian Point Lake and up there in New York and the one down in Miami and in between. We've got fisheries, fish washing up dead all over, even on the East Coast, because of the leaking nuclear reactors.
And how many nuclear reactors are leaking? Is there a number? How many do we have, and how many of them are leaking?
If you scroll down onto my page from yesterday, Mark, 100% of our reactors are leaking.
I'm on there right now. Earthquake updates. I don't see it, but it's kind of down the page. Tsunami warnings. But
75-85% of them are leaking all the time, but 100% of nuclear reactors leak.
Mm-hmm.
Through their
yeah,
their
every single
cycling.
Nuclear reactor leaks.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
In one form or another.
Whether it be steam or nuclear fuel rods or something getting out of control, they leak. Everyone leaks one way or another at one point. They're going to leak. It's not when, it's not if, I mean, it's when, and they will leak. If a brand new reactor goes up tomorrow, it's going to leak. Am I safe in saying that?
Yes. But you got to understand one thing right now. The reactors we have, they're out of date. Their safety records are failing. And they're overworked, and they're falling apart. These reactors were built they've gone way beyond their life expectancy.
And something else to bear in mind is, should there ever be a sudden electrical outage, those reactors will have a sudden failure, because, what is it, 24 to 48 hours to safely shut one down?
That's why they got backup generators, but like with Fukushima, when the tsunami hit, it took out all the backups. They had
mm-hmm.
no way of maintaining.
Right. And what I mean by a sudden electrical outage is something similar to an EMP.
Mm-hmm.
And if something like that were to happen, whether, and I'm not, I don't mean to be all tinfoil hatty, like, you know, an EMP man-made like, I mean, we've got solar flare type EMPs that could occur. And if that were to cause all of these electrical structures to go out, it would affect the backup generators.
Correct. Because an EMP will take out all the computer systems.
Mm-hmm.
And what does nuclear run on? Computer.
Exactly. So all of these reactors across the United States and the world would not have that safe shutdown process.
Yep.
And then what do they become?
Well, if we do, we're taking a time bomb. Because if we do not have a backup power supply to keep them cooling units, keeping them rods cool, they'll have hydrogen explosions all over the world.
Yep.
And that would not be good.
No,
so
it would
think,
not.
So what do you think about these police shootings now? Because I want to kind of touch on that a little bit before we roll out of this episode. What do you think is going to happen now? Obviously, the president isn't standing up and speaking out. The whole administration is kind of silent on this. They're talking more about, you know, they're going to foreign countries telling the rioters to keep on going, but they won't talk about the police. What do you think is going to be the next step for America here with this problem?
Stay out of your cities and your metropolitans.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and it's sad because these guys go out in harm's way every day. They put on a badge and a gun. You know, yeah, there's some bad apples. We can't stand the revenue generators, the guys that are pulling you over for, you know, doing 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, or you forgot to turn on your blinker. Yeah, those guys are a pain in the neck. But there's folks out there that are sticking their neck out on the line every day in these drug-infested neighborhoods, where there are a few law-abiding citizens that they're trying to protect, and they don't care if you're red, white, blue, black, white, green. It doesn't matter what color you are, what nationality you are, where you're from. If you call them, they come to help.
What gives me hope, Mark, is this afternoon or yesterday through the melee of everything, I saw a video where citizens came to the aid of an officer in a wrestling beatdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had that here in Florida last week, too, which was good stuff.
You know, people are going to have to get more involved in their local arena.
Yeah. Well, we had right out here on the highway, right here in Florida last week.
I think that's the video I was watching.
Yeah, a police officer pulled a guy over. The guy took off. So the cop went to catch him, you know, took off. It was a high-speed chase. He caught him. He got him out. He got out of the car, and the guy started attacking him. The guy was bigger than him. He was, you know, beating him up. And an upstanding citizen with a concealed carry permit came to the aid of the officer and fired 3 rounds into him, killing him. This is what I'm talking about. You have to back the blue in instances like that. You have to back anybody in instances like that. If you see anybody just getting attacked, you gotta help. It doesn't matter, you know, if it's a cop or a fireman or your next-door neighbor or a stranger down the block. I think it's your duty to, you know, protect the fellow citizen.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not all about the revenue generators, but...
Right. And they're out there in force.
Right. Or, you know, road pirates, as some call them.
Yep,
but
yep.
Here's the thing. I am
surfers.
Right, donut shop surfers. But, you know, here's the thing. Outright murder of anyone, regardless of their choice for employment or profession, is reprehensible. I don't care who they are, be they police officer or a street pharmacist. You don't just murder someone for the sake of murdering someone.
street pharmacist, huh? That's pretty funny. A street pharmacist.
Hey, you know,
man,
I don't.
I'm downtown, man. I'm a street pharmacist, man. You want
to
come downtown and
like
I'm a team, man. We're going
to
go make some pharmacists.
You know. You know, or,
yeah.
Or drug dealer, because, you know, for some people, it's their medication. So, you know, you've got your
I'm a street
Walgreens,
pharmacist.
You got your Walgreens, you got your street pharmacist. So, you know, you don't just shoot other human, but you don't just murder another human being. I don't care if they wear a costume and a badge or if they
right.
sag their pants. You just don't do it.
I agree. There may be some instances where you might. I mean, you know, if someone came to my house and tried to hurt my family, that would be outright. But that would be self-defense. It wouldn't be murder. But
I was
going to
say that self-defense is something different. You know, premeditated, planned homicide, murder
right.
of another
sneaking
human
up
being.
Sneaking up on police officers while they're writing a ticket for somebody else and shooting
mm-hmm.
them. This is
mm-hmm.
unbelievable.
Yeah, murder for the sake of murder, murder for the sake of the
political
the profession
agenda
that they're in is wrong. There's just no
yep.
excusing it.
Absolutely. So we're closing in here towards the end of the show, about 8 minutes or so. So I want to give everybody their opportunity to plug their shows and their websites and stuff like that. So real fast, well, or slow, whatever it takes, Chuck. Tell people about your webpage again and how they can get in touch with you and maybe clean up their soil or help out when the pipeline goes through up in North Dakota when they have their spill. Not if they have their spill, when they have their spill. How can they get in touch with you to clean up the land and the water?
Mid-America Land Restoration via Facebook message. You should be able to type in Mid-America Land Restoration. You should have either the main web, which is midamericalandrestore.com, contact page, emails, phone calls, all sorts of ways of getting hold of me once you find Mid-America Land Restoration.
There you have it. Chuck, I want to thank you for coming in and talking to us a little bit about the earthquake and the tsunamis getting ready to happen over there in Japan and possibly in Hawaii. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks again, sir.
Thank you for notifying me. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks a lot. And Sean, let me tell folks about Constitutional Truth on Fridays.
Well, Friday nights right here on Patriot Nation Radio, we have myself and whichever guest and co-host I choose for that week at 8 p.m. Eastern. And that would be, what, 5 Pacific?
Yes, ma'am.
And on Facebook. It's at Constitutional Truth, Shar Signs. Go check out the page. If you like it, hit like. If you don't, that's fine. It's all about the Constitution.
Yes, ma'am. That's funny. You're funny tonight. You're doing good. I'm having a blast.
Thank you.
So before we wrap up this tune, in honor of the two police officers that were murdered yesterday, I'm going to play from our good friend, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. This is his song for a police officer's last call who shot on the line of duty and is making his last call to his family, his wife and kids and family and stuff as he crosses over into the next phase of life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dave Bray, Last Call.
For those long, hard years we tried to keep. my children that I love them. Oh, yeah, the daddy always loved them so. Tell them to hold their mother tight and to never let her go. Tell them I'll always be watching, looking over them through it all. This is my last call. Tell them to fight for me. Right for me.
That's Dave Bray's new tune, Last Call. Been out a few months now. Head over to DaveBrayUSA.com. Shar, again, thank you so much for being an awesome co-host and joining me on Monday night.
Of course. This is probably the best night of my week, believe it or not. I really do enjoy working with you.
Awesome. Me too. It's fun. It's like my favorite hour of the week, too, besides, you know, maybe sleeping in on Sunday for an hour longer.
All righty. Well, thanks so much. You get to that beautiful family of yours, and I'm going to take care of these heathen monsters with four legs around here.
Yeah, right on. I'm going to head out right now, ladies and gentlemen, with another Dave Bray tune, a cappella, Star Spangled Banner, up in Pittsburgh over the summer. Until we meet again Thursday night, 8 p.m. Good night. God bless America.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Are you ready?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Hey.